Okay, guys, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast. So tonight we're going to continue on in our story about Little Billy and the lost coin, right? Yeah. Remember Little Billy found that special coin? Remember that?
Yeah.
And he put it in his treasure box.
Yeah.
And there was the three kind of creepy guys that tried to get the coin, and he ran away from them, and he was trying to hide it, and then somebody stole the coin out of his treasure box. Remember this? Mm-hmm. And then he ran into those three guys, and he learned about the special coin and how he had a bond to it. Remember, like a bond? So we just talked about this, right? A bond is like glue, right? It holds you to it. So somebody stole the coin, but there was something still attracting him to the coin. He was attracted to it. And if he listened to his heart and his being attracted to it, if he listened to his heart, it would lead him to the coin. So now Little Billy, he really was overwhelmed. He didn't realize that this coin was so special. And he asked the three guys, he said, "What is it about this coin that's so special? Why is it bonded to me? You know, why?" And he says, "Well, when somebody finds the coin and it bonds with them, like it bonded with you, then you will have special powers." And if it's bonded to you, you probably have some powers right now. You just might not know what they are. But when you have the coin in your possession, when you find the coin, you'll be invincible. It means nothing can hurt you. And you're the protector. You're supposed to protect people from the forces of evil. And Little Billy says, wait a minute here. This is crazy. This coin gives you special powers and it makes you invincible? What? And they said, "Well, you just need to follow your heart. And you need to, the coin will lead you to itself. If you just listen for the coin." So Little Billy said, "Okay." And he went home and he wanted to do two things. One, he wanted to listen to see where the coin was and see if he could get led to the coin. And two, he was wondering what his special powers might be. If he already had powers, what could they be? So he was thinking about where the coin was, but even when he started thinking about where the coin was, his mind would always drift and he would start thinking about his powers. And as he was laying there on his bed, thinking, all of a sudden he looked down and realized that he was floating in the air. He was floating about 3 feet above his bed. And then he started thinking, boy, I wonder if I could turn around. And all of a sudden, he started moving, and where his head was, it shifted, and his head moved to where his feet were, and his feet to where his head were, and he just floated there. And then he thought, boy, so my powers can make me float. I wonder if there's any more powers. He's like, I wonder if I can shoot lasers out of my eyes. And he started to look at something across the room real intently, thinking maybe lasers would shoot out of his eyes. And all of a sudden, boom, he fell flat on his back on the bed. He took his focus off floating, and he just splatted onto the ground. Well, then he decided, okay, I'm going to concentrate on floating again. And he concentrated on floating, he tried to float, but he couldn't do it. No matter how hard he tried to float, he couldn't get it, he couldn't do it again. He couldn't remember what he had done last time to make himself float. So he said, okay, maybe I just don't need to, I just can't think about it anymore. I just got to get it out of my mind. He said, I know it was real. I know it wasn't dreaming. I was floating. But I'm just going to concentrate on the coin. I got to get that coin back because that coin is what gave me these powers. So he sat there really quiet and he was listening. And the coin started tugging on him a little bit. It felt like a tug. And he decided, boy, I think I need to follow that tug. And he left and he went. And he was walking down the road. And it was just, he didn't know what it was, but he was being led down this road. And all of a sudden, there was this building there. And he noticed that in the building, it was glowing. And he was like, huh, I wonder what in the world is in that? And sure enough, he could tell that the coin was tugging at him to go in there. But there was a weird glow. And so he kind of slowly walked in there. And there was like a phone in the middle of the room. It was so weird. It was just a phone. Like an old phone. Not a cell phone, but an old... Have you seen one of those old phones? And he goes in there and he reaches down to touch the phone. And all of a sudden, the phone rang. And he picked it up and he said, hello. And as soon as he picked it up, he disappeared like that. He was gone. And little Billy's like, huh, where am I? And all of a sudden, he was in a new land. It was totally different. It wasn't a town like where he lived, but it was just hills, and there was flowers there that he had never seen. And he started walking around, and there was these little bugs, and there was these bugs that he had never seen before. They were new kinds of bugs. There was this beetle thing that he saw, but it had a big head on it. And he started looking at it real close. And the beetle looked up at him and said, what are you looking at? He's like, this is weird. The bugs talk. And then just as soon as he did that, he looked over and there was a beaver. And the beaver was looking at him kind of weird. And the beaver said, are you talking to that bug? Because we don't talk to bugs. And he's like, okay, this is a weird place. So he just backed up and he sat down on a log and he said, okay, where am I supposed to go now? The coin led me to the phone. I grabbed the phone. I disappeared. I ended up here. Okay, now where am I supposed to go? And he felt the tug and it was going kind of over to his left, and he looked up to see where the tug was leading him, and there was a great big mountain, and it had a big rock on the top. It was like a big mountain, and it had a big rock cliff on the top, and there was something on top of that cliff that he couldn't make out. And that seemed to be where the coin was leading him. And he's like, I wonder if the coin is up there. So he started walking up the mountain. And it was looked like it was going to be a long journey. It would take him several days to get there. And as he started walking up, the sun started to go down. And it started to get dark. And he stopped and he decided that he was going to go to sleep. And he went to sleep, and then he woke up in the middle of the night. And when he woke up, he noticed there was a bunch of little animals around him. Because he could see their eyes. Their eyes were all yellow, and they were looking at him. And he could tell they were about the size of a big raccoon that was about the size of him, but he couldn't tell what they looked like. All he could see was their beady yellow eyes staring at him. The end. The end of part two, you're right. So, what do you think is going to happen?
I think he's going to find it, and there's somebody there that he has to defeat.
What do you think? What do you think? But all these animals with the beady yellow eyes, what do you think those are?
I think they're big bad chickens.
Big bad chickens.
Yeah, big bad chickens.
But Daddy, maybe somebody stealed the coin from his treasure box. And the guy goes up the mountain, and it took a few days, and he got up there and put in the coin on the rock, and then he left it there.
Oh, really?
He forgot it.
Oh, he forgot it?
And he was looking for it.
Huh. Well, we'll have to see. Okay,
Yes, listen to it.
We might. Let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. I thank you for these boys. Thank you for a good week at school. Thank you for keeping them safe. I pray that you would just continue to guide them and protect them. I pray that you would help them to grow up, to love you, and that you would use them in great and mighty ways. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.